Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
On KISM, the Knucklehead runners up today. Let's start off with the husband and wife who faked the wife's death. The wife was about to go off to prison for embezzling money from the Veteran Affairs group, like $300,000 worth. So they said, well, we can't do that. Why don't we fake your death? So the husband calls 911 one day and says, yeah, you know, my wife, who's supposed to be going to prison here in a couple of weeks, well, the two of us were out on this hike over this gorge here in West Virginia, and you know what? She fell in.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Into the and she's dead. The waters just took her away. She's gone. So the cops decided to come over to the house. Why don't we help you clean things out? So the cops came over to take a look at things, and they started looking in closet doors, and guess who they found in one of the closets? The wife hiding behind some coats. So now the husband and wife will be going to prison.
Oh, I can assure you she's not in there. No. She fell in the... Oh, I guess it's over, honey.
Then we got a woman who stole a car on a test drive.
Yeah, it's one of those COVID test drives where you go solo, you know? So you're not, perhaps... infecting somebody else. So the dealership in Florida let her take off in this 2021 Equinox. And then when she didn't come back, they figured she'd stole it. So they just hit the OnStar and went over there and got their car back. And they told the cops where to find her.
There's our car. There's our girl. But our 9:30 Knucklehead winner is the guy who tried to ski his way out of quarantine.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
So this is a guy from Norway. He's in Sweden, right next door to Norway. And he knows the deal. He wants to come back home to Norway. He knows the deal, though. You got to go into quarantine. But this 50-year-old guy, he didn't want to deal with quarantine. Why should I deal with quarantine? I know what I'll do. I'll just ski into the country. So I won't drive through any borders or anything. I will
no
ski.
No checkpoints.
Yeah, I will ski right into the country. I got a 25 miles I got to ski, but I can do that. So he gets out there, gets his skis on. He's about 15 miles into his journey when he runs into some bad weather. And he can't ski out of this. He needs help. It's an emergency. So he gets his emergency beacon on and calls for help and all that. They come get him, and then they ask him, what were you up to? No one should be out in this kind of weather. And then he admits to them what he was up to. And they said, well, we're just going to drop you right off into a hotel here where you're going to be quarantining for the next couple of weeks. Didn't work out. And we're going to send you a bill
for the rescue. Yes.
How about that, too?
So much for the putting the cross-country and cross-country skiing.
The 9:30 Knucklehead winner, thanks to the Rockfish Grill.
Can you believe at this time tomorrow it is your votes that will crown the 9:30 Knucklehead of the week? So we'll need you tomorrow, and you always need the Rockfish Grill. You can always check them out at anacortesrockfish.com. The live music schedule's back up. El Colonel on stage Saturday night. Check them out.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 9:30 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew, perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at anacortesrockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.